A ceremony was held this past weekend at Fort Lincoln State Park south of Mandan, marking the 30th anniversary of the opening of the restored Custer House. That's where George Custer and his wife stayed after he was assigned to Fort Abraham Lincoln and before he was killed at the Battle of the Little Bighorn in 1876 in Montana. Here is State Parks Director Melissa Baker.
The true testament to the success of the Custer House vision is that even though 30 years have passed, visitors from around the globe still visit this small but dynamic part of North Dakota's heritage.
The state park has also restored the Onislant Village and is working to tell all sides of the story of Custer and his mission to further the doctrine of manifest destiny, meaning taking land that Native Americans had claimed as their own. Gerard Baker is the former assistant director of the National Park Service. He's an enrolled Hidatsa member. He says Custer remains controversial in the Native American community, but he says there is a renewed emphasis on telling all sides of the Custer story.
There's some old-timers, obviously, that are still, you know, very upset as to what happened, especially to the Indian people due to those time effects of that time and to George Custer, what he did. But again, it's history. And as long as history, we make sure we know that because we never want history to repeat itself, obviously.
The doors of the restored Custer House opened during North Dakota's centennial year, 1989. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.